Episode 10, Some Big News. I promised to spill the tea this week and reveal some big news that I've been working on and can finally share with you. I don't know how to say this, so I'm just going to tell you. My husband submitted his letter of resignation at his job today. He's retiring, effective June 3rd. Eek! You understand how I had to keep it under wraps until he told his boss, right? Can't get the cart ahead of the horse. I think it would be big news no matter what way you look at it. But let me tell you why this feels especially big to me. My husband is 58 years old. I'm 59. We never set out to retire what some folks would call early. In fact, looking back, we did a lot of things wrong. That's a great reminder, by the way, that even if you screw up, you need to keep going, because a screw up, or even several of them, doesn't mean you won't reach your goals. But I digress. So how did we get here? 4 years ago, you know, back when we all had some time to think, my husband and I did some adulting. We sat down with advisors from two different financial institutions to get the lay of the land, to see where we were from a financial perspective. Because we are of a certain age, because we grew up in the Midwest, because we are working class, we always expected to work until we were 65, or is it 67 now, or 72? I don't know. Whatever the retirement age is. We had our fingers firmly crossed that we would have enough money to retire at retirement age. But like a lot of people, we were terrified we hadn't saved enough. So we set some appointments with a certain sense of dread, as one does. Much to our shock, both of the appointments in 2020 went better than expected. We were told that we'd have more than enough money to retire. One of the advisors actually said, "You've saved too much. How is that even possible?" So we adjusted to this new information, happy with the knowledge that we were doing better than expected. We ended up preferring one advisor over the other and met with him several more times over the past several years, each time asking bolder and bolder questions. And the answers to every bold question, and there were many, came back in the affirmative. Yes, you can have that too. As I got braver, the bold question I finally asked last year was if we could retire before we turned 65. You could have knocked me over with a feather when the answer came back yes. The elephant in the room where retiring early is concerned is always healthcare, because in this country, healthcare is tied to a person's job, often preventing folks from retiring until they are eligible to receive Medicare benefits at 65. In preparation for our January meeting with the finance guy at TIAA, I asked our advisor to plan for Corey to retire in early 2025. We were both shocked when the plan the advisor created allowed for Corey to retire immediately. But here's the thing. Corey wasn't there mentally, and that made no sense to me. So I laid out a persuasion campaign. It looks something like this. Robert is telling you that if you retire now, you will earn more money from your retirement accounts than you do working full-time at a stressful job. The amount of money you earn from this job over the next 7 years won't substantially impact your retirement income. If you retire now, you're healthy. You can enjoy your retirement. If your retirement income, which is more than your current salary, doesn't afford you the lifestyle you want, you can always pick up a part-time gig doing something fun. Neither of our fathers saw their 60th birthdays. You may not live to your retirement. If you don't retire now, You can never complain about your job again. I think it was the knowledge that he could be paid more than he currently earns now to do nothing that clinched the deal. So here we are. I'm guessing some of you may have some questions. Let me see if I can answer them. In case you're like my husband, your question may be, why retire now? To which I respond, because he can. If you could retire now, wouldn't you? You may also think, you must both have made a lot of money. How else can you retire early? Nope, not even close. My husband has always had working class jobs, mostly in hospitals. I've mostly worked part-time. We raised two children. Both my father-in-law and my boss impressed on us early to invest money, even if it wasn't a lot, that time is the key factor. So that's what we did. Even if we didn't invest anything else, we always met our employer's match. Instead of upsizing homes, we stayed in the same house for nearly 20 years before selling our house in the suburbs and moving to a downtown condo. Our expenses in a 727 square foot loft are a fraction of what they were in a 1500 square foot ranch home. We've been a single car family for over a decade. Living where we do now, we wouldn't even need a car at all. What about health insurance? I'm still looking at options, but we've budgeted $26,000 a year to cover our healthcare costs, including our health insurance. We've always been advocates of preventative healthcare, which means we both do physical therapy, massage, acupuncture as needed. One of the reasons we moved downtown was because of the walkability. You know me well enough now to know that I'm a big believer in questioning how things are done, the status quo. It took some time, but ultimately, we both let go of the manufactured idea of the American dream and decided what we want our own dream to be. I mean, who makes these rules? Who says they get to decide? And why do we continue to follow their rules? This may surprise you, but there's still a certain discomfort in bucking the norm, even though I've been practicing it for years. But as I reflect on it now, maybe the discomfort has to do with people pleasing. What will people say? How will I answer when people ask whatever? I mean, why do I even care? It's the justification of the decision. Which reminds me, the only reason I'm answering questions on this topic at all is not to defend myself and my decisions or to make anyone jealous. It's because I want to provide transparency so that other folks can see what's possible for them. Where in your life might you make an unconventional change? What would that look like? What kinds of assumptions are you making that you might not even be aware of or that might not even be true? I think another reason it can feel easier to stay stuck or where I've refused to examine anything outside of the track I've been on has a whole lot to do with fear. The whole stick with you know, with what you're good at. No one can criticize you, especially not yourself. Keep doing you. Looking back, I feel like I was sold a bill of goods about what my happily ever after would look like. We can talk about this more in a future episode if you'd like. So let me ask you this. What are the things that people say you can't do that you may want to re-examine? Or maybe it's what you're telling yourself. Thank you so much for listening again this week. I think next week I want to do a bit of a recap to share your comments and suggestions and to reflect on what I'm feeling and where I am a couple of months into this thing with a retirement added into the mix. If you have questions or want me to elaborate on anything retirement related, feel free to drop a comment or a question. If you missed it, you can find me now on Apple Podcasts. If you enjoy the podcast, please share it with a friend. I'll see you next week.